Blog Talk Radio.
Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio on Thursday night, June 14th. We are a week away from the NBA draft. Isn't it awesome? And, of course, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Let's go ahead and get into it. NBA draft is 1 week away. For all NBA teams except the world champion Golden State Warriors, the beginning of the new NBA season starts next week. The NBA draft represents several things depending on the team. For some, it's a reboot. For others, it's just adding a piece. And still for others, it's finding a diamond in the rough. At the moment, the top three picks are not defined yet. Several teams have talked about moving up and down in the draft. What will happen? We will discuss this and other NBA topics and, of course, the recent NBA finals and more. So tune in, listen in, call in. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio. And, of course, to call into the show, 646-652-4479. To listen to the show live, always remember blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Make sure you subscribe for free. That being said, let's get this show started. So, first things first, this is an everybody show. So if you have an NBA team, doesn't matter, good, bad, indifferent, made the playoffs, didn't make the playoffs, somewhere in there you have a draft pick probably. So if you got a team that you're following and you want to talk about where their draft status is and who they may, you know, speculate and pick, give us a call. If you don't have a team in the draft and you still want to talk NBA ball, we can talk about the finals. At the end of the day, no particular order. We're talking about the draft, who's your team, who you want. The NBA finals, you know, it's a week old now. Of course, your opinions on the series and everything involved in it. And I do have a question that I'm throwing out there. Do super teams really exist? And if I get to that question at the end of the show, I'll discuss why I'm asking that question. Again, 646-652-4479. Chat room is open, so if you happen to be at work, you can't call in. Go to the chat room if you're following the site. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And you can type in a question or comment, and I'll mention it on air. And let's see. Here we go. Now, the top five of the draft, you know, as I mentioned in the show notes, they've been changing, fluctuating, you know, even with the whole jersey of Ayton going to Phoenix and everything, that's still no sure deal. Somebody might start drinking some Hennessy or something, and something might happen. As of now, and I've just picked one of the draft boards, there's like a billion of them. You got Ayton going to Phoenix. Right now they have Bagley going to Sacramento. You got Trey Young that bumped up to three to the Hawks. You got Jaren Jackson Jr. to Memphis. Luka going to Dallas. Bamba going to Orlando. Bridges going to Chicago at the seventh spot. And Michael Porter going to the Cavaliers, since Brown is not going to be there no more. So that being said, there's a lot of stuff that's happened. And again, in other draft boards, you have Bamba going to Atlanta at three. You have Porter possibly going to Sacramento, which would move Bagley around a little bit, right? So you have Jaren Jackson that could go to either Memphis or Dallas at that point. But Doncic has been falling in a lot of people's draft boards. Michael Porter is going to fall because of this whole little thing and all this kind of stuff. And like I said, he's troubled waters as far as I'm concerned. You have Colin Sexton that is in the mix. But I'm like, well, if that happens, what about Kemba? Right? New York is showing Wendell Carter from Duke. And let's see, if I go a little bit further down, I don't want to go too far down tonight, in the top 15 maybe. You got Dante going to Phoenix at 16, possibly. But you got Trevor Booker there, so how would that work? And again, this is just one particular draft board here. So there's a lot of different options there. Definitely call in, talk about it. Also, again, NBA Finals, and also my question, do super teams really exist? If it gets down to it, of course, most people who are listening to this particular show that was not announced, it was very last minute, I am an Atlanta Hawks fan. So we've been having discussions, you know, fans all around the world, literally, as far as what direction do we need to take, what direction should we take, you know, where do we go? And my contention is the basics of the Atlanta Hawks have not had a cornerstone piece since Dominique Wilkins. We have not had a quality center who actually played his position 24/7 every game and made an impact at that position since Mutombo. Now, everybody was like, well, y'all had Al Horford. Unfortunately, and I mentioned this actually earlier today, Al Horford underachieved. Whether or not he was supposed to play center or not, as he played power forward in college, but that's college. Two-time, you know, national championship Florida Gators, whatever position he'd come in at, you'd think he'd, you know, go in like gangbusters, but play like that all the time. Unfortunately, we only got bits and pieces of what Al Horford could have been. And it's really frustrating when you go see him with the Celtics and he has these tremendous games, but then he does the usual and all of a sudden he has 6-6 or 15-7 or something like that and has no real impact on the game. Al Horford should have been a 24-12 guy forever. Okay? So that being said, we need to be able to get someone on the lines of replacing him as a talent, but then being able to get somebody who's over and above better than that. And I always say great players either do a few things really well or they do one thing exceptionally well. But whether it be blocking shots or rebounding or getting offensive rebounds or running the floor, of course, putting the ball in the basket is important, but stopping people from doing it is even more important because defense still wins championships. For all said and done, Warriors won because of their defense. Not because they could just put the ball in the bucket. Remember that one game where Durant scored 43 points? He had to score 43 points because your two other main scorers were not scoring. And the other team was close, right? Somehow or another, they stopped him from scoring more points. Otherwise, we'd be talking about a different series, wouldn't we? 646-652-4479. So that's just one example. So for me, the Atlanta Hawks should really consider drafting Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba has all the intangibles, but he also has proved his worth on the court. You don't just get four. College is college, but everybody's coming from college except for those few high school players, right? So you get four blocks a game in college, that's four blocks a game. You have to work to get four blocks a game. One and a half you might slide into, but four blocks a game, you're really trying to do it. Okay. He also scored 16 points a game, which means he was doing something. Doesn't matter what he was doing, he was getting 16 points a game. Now, coming up to the NBA, of course, again, he's already proved he's faster than everybody else. That's documented, right? He had all his workout videos showing him this tremendous shot now. He's worked on his mechanics, and he could hit a jumper from everywhere. Yeah, he wasn't getting guarded by nobody really, but who's going to guard him when his wingspan is like 8 feet, right? All he got to do is raise up. He's going to hit a shot if he's open. So those little things there, and really I don't want him shooting at the three all the time, but he can hit it if he's open. If he glides out there for whatever reason on the back end or the corner three, hey, why not? But he also has been practicing his post-up too with Joel Embiid's trainer. And I saw that footage, too. That's what really we need, that person. And I mentioned it again on another page New Pack City on Facebook, if you're interested. He doesn't have to be Akeem. He doesn't have to be Patrick. He doesn't have to be Mutombo, but if he was a bit a piece of every one of those people, hey, why not? Because the Atlanta Hawks have trouble stopping people, plain and simple, like a sieve. Play the Hawks. You'll get out your shooting slump. Let's play the Hawks. Layup line. Let's play the Hawks. We're going to hit all the threes in the world. It's uncanny. Okay? So as a point of emphasis, he falls there at number three. We need to take him. Okay? 646-652-4479. Let's make sure there's no one in the chat room chilling. All right. And let's make sure. Okay. Seriously. Someone just talking about Jaren Jackson Jr. for the Hawks. And no. There's all kind of different reasons. I can go through them all. I'm not going to. I just don't like him. I just don't think he's going to be a player in the NBA. Kind of this, the same reason somebody actually brought up the guy from UNLV. And with all the experts telling me he's more like an Eric Dampier type of player, no, I just got mad when I saw that. You see what I'm saying? We need someone who also wants to be here. That's another thing about this Mo Bamba kid. He wants to be here. And one of the ugly things about Atlanta sports is that we have this reputation that nobody wants to come to Atlanta. You come to Atlanta and you happen to sign a contract, man, you're doing some stupid stuff there. When you get out that contract, run. We can't keep nobody. You see what I'm saying? That's a bad reputation to have. So when we have these kids saying, Trey Young said it too. Well, I'll get to Trey in a second. But that's a refreshing thing to hear that. You see what I'm saying? From the get-go. You know, because that's, what is that called? It's called security a little bit. But also loyalty, as long as the ownership don't mess up. Dominique Wilkins, 646-652-4479. So that's one topic, the draft, of course. Of course, we had the NBA Finals this past week, and we saw LeBron James, unfortunately, lose another NBA Finals. I say unfortunately for the LeBron lovers out there. But he lost again, and this time he did it in a way he's never done it before. He's always breaking records, right? This time he quit. He absolutely, positively quit on his team in the middle of the whole world. Everybody saw it. You know when someone quits on something. You know when someone quit on a test when you get their grade. They got 40. You know they quit, right? You know someone quit in really anything that's either competitive or anything that's important. You see what I'm saying? And LeBron James on the basketball court quit. He was very disappointed. What respect I did have for the man, lost it that night. Because I just couldn't understand the why of it. Barring the whole fake injury with the hand, he's doing push-ups before game two. How are you doing push-ups like that, just jumping around, having a good time, and then you go out and do 29 and 13 assists, and then the next night you do a triple-double? But you got a broke hand, supposedly, though. And then all of a sudden, game four, you quit. Don't care who's on the other team. You don't quit. You could have won. You almost won game one and won game three. So you can't tell me you didn't have enough talent. It's always a matter of him not having enough talent when they lose. But when they win, they're like game busters. The first game that they played after all those trades and stuff in the middle of the season, everybody was basically, oh, man, the Cavs are back. They're going to win the finals. Look what happened. It's the same team. And, again, they've been to four straight Eastern Conference Finals. Whether or not all the players from each finals year are there or not, there's a core group that's there that helps them get there. They're not scrubs. They're in the finals. Sorry. Because LeBron James is not scoring 90 points a game. He's not. You see what I'm saying? Even when he's scoring 41 points a game, somebody got to score the other 58, right? Do the math. 646-652-4479. And I do, again, don't let me forget, I have that one question. Are there really such a thing as super teams? We do have a guest caller that I'm going to go ahead and bring on the line. Let me check the chat room one more time just to make sure. Let's go ahead and bring Mr. Jordan Jackson into the show.
Hey,
good evening, Mr. Jackson. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, sir. Doing great. Just getting back to you. About the draft and your love for Mo Bamba there. Very interesting stuff.
Correct, correct. And again, I was just kind of following up. You know, my first part was the draft. I was starting to get into the NBA Finals, and just to take on that, you know, that most people saw that. And I do have a question. I can give it to you as well. Is there such thing as a super team? Is it really such a thing as a super team? I'm explaining myself near the end of the show. But let's talk about the draft.
Okay.
Right now, you know, picks one – pick, everybody's saying pick one is a guarantee. I don't think it is right now still, especially with the influx of 2, 3, 4. So say it again.
I said you don't think number one is pretty much going to be DeAndre Ayton?
No, I mean, it could be DeAndre Ayton. It just might not be Phoenix picking him is my point.
Right. Right,
I have a feeling there's something, there's strange rumblings out there, man. I'm just saying everything is not what it seems, and Bagley moving up and down. All of a sudden, Phoenix might get, you know, man, Bagley might really be the number one player in the draft. And all of a sudden, he goes number one. Then what happens? You see what I'm saying? It's going to be right near the end of the 20th. And then we hit in the 21st. I think a lot of stuff is going to still happen, man.
Right. I mean, I still think pretty much it's going to be DeAndre Ayton, whether it is Phoenix or, like you said, somebody else does give up the pieces to move up and take him. I think it's almost certain he's going to go number one. I think it starts getting crazy from 2 on down. I know I did hear the report, I think it was yesterday, that Michael Porter Jr. was being seriously considered by the Kings, but then you heard the report today about him having hip spasms. So, I mean, you got to think that that would cause the Kings to kind of pause on that, which would probably slide Marvin Bagley III back up into the 2 spot, which really, you know, puts the onus on us, is where it really gets interesting.
Yeah. And with Doncic falling down too, that's what, again, I think Bamba with his workout, his interview, everything, all told, Joel Embiid telling him, and Atlanta should be the place you should go. I just feel that it's this best case scenario for us to go ahead and get someone who also wants to play for the team.
Well, I mean, I do like Embiid. He's a very intelligent young man, definitely. Seems to have the work ethic as far as Bamba. I mean, I think I said Embiid. The thing about him, though, is I'm just not quite sold on him as being a third pick. I do agree with you that you have to play defense to win championships, but at the same time, you have to have a guy that can put 43 points up when you need it or 35 points up when you need it.
Torian showed
some of that towards the end of the season, but I still think in today's NBA, you need at least two guys that can put up, you know, that kind of numbers, and a third guy that's also, you know, able to put in, you know, another 16, 18 points
well.
Well,
you know what, Jordan, though? But see, here's the deal, though. These are guys that have been in the league to 9 years – well, not Clay – but Curry and Durant have been in the league for a minute, and these guys have grown into who they are. And we're talking about generational right off the jump type of a deal, but they did grow into it, and this is 7, 8 years in. I'm not looking at somehow we're going to expect someone coming in the draft and scoring 43 points in a game. That's not going to happen. That's not even reasonable. What I do see, though, is someone who can get a solid 20-25 a night, Trae Young, and someone who can stop people from scoring 43 points in a game. Layups.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm definitely not expecting anybody to score 43. Right. Now, I'm definitely not expecting anybody to score 43 a game, but you want a guy who can step up and hit, you know, a big point total when needed. And I do agree, like I said, defense wins, but at the same time, even when you look at Golden State, the guys who out there providing the defense was a guy like JaVale McGee, who's been a journeyman. Now, they got lucky and found one of the better defensive players in the league, but they still found him in the second round, and Draymond Green. granted, if you take Bamba, you have a generational type defender. I do give you that, but man, I'm on the Trae Young train now, man. Huh?
Mutombo got to a finals.
He did, but he also had a generational scorer playing with him, and Allen Iverson. So,
I just think certain guys
are born with a God-given ability to put the ball in the basket. And, you know, it's something that they can improve on shooting percentages and things as time goes along, but you don't make guys like this. Like, guys like Trae Young, like, that can put the ball in the basket the way he can, that's kind of like a God-given ability. And then to have the bonus that he can also, you know, get you 8 assists as well, because he sees the floor very well. He seems to think the game 2 steps ahead. And so you get a bonus of a guy who can score as well as make his teammates better. And, you know, he's often compared to Steph Curry because of the range, and that's a good comparison. But the guy who he really patterns his game after is Steve Nash, with the court vision and the passing. And there is a tie there because he actually speaks to Steve Nash, and Coach Pierce played with Steve Nash at Santa Clara in college. So I do like Mamba, but right now I'm in the Trae Young camp, and he's my first choice. I would prefer to maybe be able to trade down to like maybe 5, because I hear a team like Dallas is really in love with Doncic as their like the next international superstar. So if we could trade down a couple spots, pick up an asset, and take a Trae Young, that's my idea.
Here's my deal. Why not have both? See, I'm greedy. We got enough picks and enough leg room to where I think we can get Trae and Bamba somehow. I'm just saying.
Right.
We have enough. We have enough to pull it off to where, I mean, because Trae Young is maybe the top 5, or he might have moved up the top 5, maybe kind of, but maybe he didn't. And again, it's a matter of other teams' needs. As other teams already have guards or point guards and things of that nature, so they might not want Trae Young and definitely don't want Luka at this point. You know, so why not be able to get Bamba first and then a couple of spots, take a couple of our first rounders and a player here and trade to get Trae Young and have both. Have Trae Young at point. A Bamba at the 5 with everybody else in the middle.
Now, I like that. Now, I like that a whole lot. I do. And even then,
like
the scenario I just presented, though, like let's say the team that wants to trade up is Dallas in order to take Doncic. I don't think it's any chance that Memphis takes Mo Bamba number 4 at all. Like, I mean,
probably.
I know you. Right. They have Marc Gasol, who's kind of entrenched there. So, I mean, you could possibly do that deal, still take Bamba at number 5, but have an extra asset to use to maybe move back up to 6 or 7 in that scenario and take Trae Young. I mean, that's a lot of moving.
See, the thing of it is with that, though, with that scenario, you're kind of risking it because the Grizz might go ahead and take Bamba knowing they're going to get rid of Gasol, Marc Gasol.
I mean, it was supposedly a deal with him and the coach, and they got rid of the coach, though, so – I think it's pretty safe to say that, you know, they want to keep him, you know, with that franchise. I mean, I don't know. You're right. It's a risk, but it does give you another asset that if you can pull that part of it off, then you can even easier move up, you know, to number 7, 6, somewhere in that range and take Trae Young as well. In fact, it's been reported tonight that the Hawks are interested in maybe taking Kenneth Faried in order to get the 14th pick from Denver. And so that's another asset that would make such a scenario possible to get both guys. So I do like that a lot. I think that would put the rebuilding process on a speed track, especially if you can get that done without giving up our pick next year as well.
And 646-652-4479, that's my whole point. I think we have all the flexibility in the world. We can pick up a free agent or two or just keep who we got because we do have a deep bench. We proved that. Again, 30 games, we lost by 10 points or less, 5 points or less most games. We never got really blown out. And we held our own. And if we just split those 15 games, we're in the playoff just on defense alone. Pick and roll, perimeter defense, layups, stopping all that kind of stupidness. that we're not that far away as far as Hawks fans are concerned. Now, some people are going crazy when I say that, but I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? So,
I actually do agree with you, though. Yeah, I actually do agree with you. With all the close games we lost, we're not that far away. Now, I don't think we'll be active in free agency per se. I do think that you'll see us maybe taking on a bad contract that's like 2 years or less in order to get extra assets and draft picks since we're trying to build through the draft. But it really, a lot of it depends on what the guys with options do. The Moose and Dedman, do they stay? If they stay, and you're able to somehow pull off getting Mo Bamba and a Trae Young, two of the top picks in this draft.
We'd have a deep young team right off the rip.
Right. The rebuild might be over, honestly.
You see where I'm coming from? See, I'm not crazy. I'm crazy.
Right. Now, I do get afraid that I don't want to get in the scenario where we get stuck in the middle again, where we haven't quite gotten enough to grow into the next level, you know, but yet we become a playoff team and
don't
get.
I don't think that's going to happen because let me tell you why, Jordan. Let me tell you why real quick. One, Coach Lloyd. Okay. Mm-hmm. Two,
love him.
If we were to get Trae Young and we were to get Bamba, we have Prince, we have Collins.
That's true. That's four already.
Get whatever free agent we want at that point with that kind of a crew.
I mean, once those guys start to develop some and truly come into their own, then, yeah, I could see that being a place, you know, free agents would want to be a part of. And another good thing, Lloyd seems to be very respected around the league by current players, not just the guys he worked with recently, like Joel Embiid. I mean, LeBron James, who he worked with, says great things about him. Dwayne Wade says great things about him. He's coming in. He's getting involved in the community. So I definitely think bright things are ahead. And you're right, that would be a nice core four to work with. And depending on what we gave up to move up, if we were able to pull that off, we still may have assets like a Cleveland pick, you know, next year and things like that, that could still produce maybe even one more key piece to the puzzle.
Yeah. 646-652-4479 is the number. No one in the chat room. So far. Now, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to close the show out, but we're going to do, if Jordan is available still, I'm going to do an extra few minutes because I do want to talk about the question that I asked earlier, is there such a thing as super teams? And in the second segment of the show, I will talk about why I asked that question and explain where I'm coming from. So you won't hear it live, but you make sure you listen to the show, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Make sure you're following the show on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and click on it. And that way you can speed through the end of it if you listen up to the live point and get to that question. Before we get to the bottom of the hour, Jordan, we're going to talk a little bit of NBA Finals real quick. We got about a minute 45. What is your take on NBA Finals?
Well, my main take on the NBA Finals was two things. One is that guys who handle the ball, they really control the game. The game is more of a spread-out game where your guards and your wings are really the guys who are dominating the game. But at the same time, defense does still matter because push come to shove when you're in the battles and you got two teams that can both score the basketball, the one who can get the most stops is going to come out victorious in the end. So you have to have that balance, I think, in today's NBA. It's not all about one or the other.
Yeah.
As far as, Cleveland goes, I mean, I don't know. I was just disappointed in all the theatrics, you know, is he hurt, is he not hurt? And I do think that they kind of gave up the ghost a little bit there early. I don't think you would have ever seen a guy like Kobe or Jordan even agree to go to the bench with a couple minutes left in the NBA Finals game under any circumstances. They would have been like, still going to try to bring it back. So those are my thoughts on it.
Gotcha. All right, well, before we get into the next segment, I'm going to go ahead and sign off on the live show. I appreciate those who did get to listen. Make sure, again, you're following on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and the site, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide Radio. We're going to be going into the second segment. We're going to talk about, is there such a thing as a super team? talk to y'all later. Peace. Hold on, Jordan.
Okay.
TN Worldwide Radio talking about the NBA draft, NBA finals, and a whole lot of other subjects basketball related. We got Jordan Jackson on the line. Let's go ahead and get him off a hold here. Jordan, you still with us, man?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
All right, cool. Appreciate that. All right, so here's my question. Are there really such things as super teams? Now, here's my take on it. Because I've been thinking about this and thinking about this and thinking about this, and I know it's a terminology thing, but for me, I don't think there really is such a thing as a super team, because actually LeBron James actually said something, and I keep thinking about it. At the end of the day, people are crying about whether or not there's parity in the NBA, and he was like, well, teams need to beat us then. If you're tired of seeing Golden State and Cleveland, someone needs to beat us. Indy had a chance to beat them, and they didn't, right? Celtics had a chance to beat Cleveland. They didn't, right? Houston, now, we can say CP3's injury caused that and everything, but technically, Harden needed to step up a little bit, right? Yeah, because they were beat too. Houston had Golden State on the ropes, right? So my thing is, you know, we know what the definition, I guess, quote unquote, of what a super team is having, you know, three or more, you know, quote unquote, superstar players. But I don't think there really is such a thing as a super team, because at a certain point, it's still a matter of you got coaching, you got players, and you got effort. And somehow or another, the Cavs, even though they don't have a super team, had Golden State beat game one and had them beat game three.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And these are players that somehow got to the Eastern Conference Finals, right? So they have to have some skills, because LeBron James is not scoring 90 points a game. I said 80 points in the last segment. Now it's 90 points, right? So I'm just saying. So for me, as a matter of, you know, I'm thinking about all the years of, you know, of course, we go back in the day with the Lakers and how they built their teams, and the Celtics of old, the Detroit Pistons first version, and then you had the, you know, Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton. We see the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, really think about it. Dallas had Jason Kidd, Hall of Famer, Dirk, Hall of Famer, had the Matrix. JT had all kind of different people on that team, right?
Right.
And went up against full-blown young Bucks, you know, Chris Bosh, LeBron James, and Dwayne Wade, and beat them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my thing is, I don't really believe there's such a thing as a super team. I think people get that terminology in their head and just messes them up as if they have no shot just because, when that's not the truth. What do you think?
Well, I think it is a terminology issue. I mean, I know I use the term super teams, but when I'm referring to a super team, it's usually one of these teams where the players were involved in recruiting, you know, somebody to come to either an established team, like what happened with Durant at Golden State, or they all got together to do it like LeBron did when he went to Miami a lot with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. I mean, technically, you really want to go back. You could say that, you know, if the criteria of a super team has to be player involved in free agent recruitment, you could really go back to the Lakers with Malone and Payton joining Kobe and Shaq. But the thing is, that didn't work, and that kind of proves your point that you still got to play basketball. So,
that's why I brought it up, actually, because of that particular team, more so than any. They recruited. Mm-hmm. They said, let's get together. We're going to win a championship. and it didn't work.
Right. And so, yeah, I do think, you know, it's kind of what Dwayne Wade, LeBron, them kind of did was kind of a super team deal, because that's the first time where that was almost all player driven. All Pat Riley did was clear the cap to try to make it possible, probably with a word from Dwayne Wade, like, hey, Pat, you might want to clear some cap because I'm going to try to get LeBron over here. You know what I mean? And so they kind of did that. So to me, that's kind of what makes it a super team. Durant joining a 73-9 team, I can see why you call that a super team. But like you say, ultimately, you got to win the games. And you talked about Chris Paul getting hurt. You could actually back up on Cleveland, too. What happens if Kyrie and Gordon Hayward are healthy for Boston? So,
yeah,
I
exactly.
mean,
you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's
yeah,
so much
nothing's
stuff
guaranteed.
That we take for granted. Yeah, so it's crazy. And, again, heck, if Indiana had home court, if they had won a couple more games, they would have had home court and probably beat the Cavs just because of home court.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen
True.
Though, that way, right? So it's just those
really,
little
they could have won that series without home court.
Say it again. Well, yeah,
I said they could have really won that series without
had home court. They probably definitely would have won, but they should have won anyway. You know, they had them beat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like I said. I'm hoping that people don't really kind of take this to a whole nother level in the next couple of years, because again, we do want to see more competitiveness in the conferences and things of that nature. They're throwing out that whole, you know, let's just do 1-16 seed. And go
I like
that, like
actually,
that.
Though.
Huh?
I actually kind of like that, actually.
Really?
I mean,
I'm
what it
sure
would probably do
that.
Is avoid the same team in the finals like 4 years in a row for sure.
Well, that's true. But I don't know. Heck, right now it kind of depends on where LeBron does decide to go. West or the East. If they keep the format as is, he goes over to the West, he might get knocked out in the first round. You know, it might happen like that. At least in the East, he still has a chance to get back to the finals again. That's his goal, get into all these finals, but never win it. But I just thought it was just an interesting topic. I just wanted to throw it out there. I want probably do that one again just to get cause like I said, this was an unannounced show. And I just wanted to
right.
kind of throw out something new. I'm going to start kind of using that in different segments over the next couple of weeks. I will be doing a show next week, so I'll keep everybody posted on that, all that's listening. Make sure you're following the show, IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Any shout-outs before I let you go? I know you're writing your articles. I've been seeing some good reports on them. Go ahead and tell the audience how they can pull up some of your work.
Right. You can find me on fansided.com. It's All Atlanta Sports, ATL All Day is the name of the blog site. And you can find me there. A lot of Hawks stuff right now. Eventually be transitioning to some Falcons and some UGA football as well as that season turns. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @ Joe Green 23 ATL.
Who the heck is Joe Green? No questions. Anyway, I will be doing some regular sports shows again soon. I've been so busy with other projects and things of that nature, but I'll be looking out for different sports shows. I'll be doing a basketball one, of course, the draft coming up. Definitely football, baseball, definitely. You know, we got the Braves here, you know, doing big things and things of that nature. So I'm going to start playing catch up. I'm actually trying to reach out to a particular WNBA player to see if I can get them on the show. That'll be a first. So we'll see how that works. So tonight that's going to end the show. I appreciate everyone who did get a chance to listen, whether or not you're listening live or you get to hear the show on the back end. Do appreciate the support over the years and whatnot. Thanks for Jordan for joining the show tonight. We're going to go ahead and close it out. Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Peace. We'll be right back. Thank you.